It is January 9th, 2018, and it's 7 p.m. and this is a Sustainability Commission meeting. And I'll just take the roll call. Katie Brennan.
Here.
Julie Moeller.
Here.
Eric Simon.
Here.
Mary Susan Chen. Sue Cruthers-Gee. Beth Chang.
Here.
Mary Masella.
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum.
So moving down to number two, we don't seem to have any public comments tonight. So we can skip over that and then go to adoption of the meeting minutes from the December 12th meeting.
I have two little corrections. One is just the spelling of my last name is with an E, common. And under agenda item number 10, honestly, I'm not sure exactly what words I used, but where it says that I was surprised. I think what I meant to express was I was surprised that if turf is being considered for the fields next to the schools, that it's not being discussed.
What section is that?
That's under agenda item number 10.
Okay.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4.
It should be changed to...
So surprised that if turf is being considered for fields next to schools, that it's not being discussed.
Oh, next to schools, okay.
Any other changes? I noticed your the spelling of your last name twice.
Oh.
I think it's in there a few times.
And it was spelled incorrectly but differently the second time. I'm looking for it. I think... It was C-H-A-N-G once and C-H-E-N, like Mary Susan the second time. But I can't seem to find it right now, so.
Oh, it's under commissioner reports, so it's the last commissioner report line. Before the report on each of bookkeeping.
No, actually, the Commissioner Chen report, that one's accurate, because that was Mary Susan Chen.
Yeah.
No, she's at the top.
No, yeah, it is actually with a G.
She's okay. At the top.
Oh.
She's the second one.
Oh,
and
yes, okay.
Beth is the last one there.
Could be confusing.
Okay, good.
Got it, okay.
All right.
We'll make those changes.
All right, so then Commissioner reports on meetings. Do you want to, should we start with you,
Do we need to formally approve this?
Right. So if we could formally approve this changes. With the changes. Okay, I'll just take the vote on that. Katie Brennan?
Yes.
Julie Moeller?
Yes.
Eric Simon?
Yes.
Beth Chang?
Yes.
And Mary Masella?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, then we move on to commissioner reports on meetings and activities since we've last met.
Just really quickly, I haven't attended any meetings, and any discussions that I've had or news, I've communicated via email, so I'm just quickly recapping that. This was right after this meeting last month, but we did get feedback from NREL. I passed that on to the commission. Good to know. We'll keep up in our game when it comes to... things like this, so duly noted. And then we talked about the public library, which was more of an effort by others on the commission than me, who all had separate conversations with the library, and we got a lot of help in pushing them to take on that project. So those are the two updates I had since the last meeting.
I don't have any updates. I didn't attend the last Planet Green meeting. It was so no report.
Okay. I have a couple things. Mary Susan Chen and I both attended the Dominican honey bottling, which was really fun, and there was a nice report in the newspaper about it. Kathy Ducci also came. We continued to interact and build our bridges with Dominican there. So that was good. They sent us home with some honey.
That's awesome.
And then Mary Susan and I also attended the River Forest Parks Board meeting. It must have been before Christmas, where for the purpose of finding out about turf, and actually is turf's on our agenda, so I'll hold off on that.
Okay.
And then two other things. We have been in communication with the Sugar Beet Schoolhouse because of a misleading article that was printed, two misleading articles were printed in the paper, one about Sugar Beet Schoolhouse and one was about another beekeeper.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Sugar Beet Schoolhouse confirmed with us that it was actually, it was completely inaccurate, and they
sounded like it.
She the owner was never contacted. It was just a person who is an employee of the Sugar Beet Co-op who they spoke with, and it was a very confusingly written article, and the person who was interviewed seemed to be confused herself, and so there may or may not be some sort of clarification, but that's more for our information, that it's clear that that was not real news. And the last thing I wanted to mention is that the bag fee went into effect in Oak Park as of January 1st, and this is something that's on our goals to look at, so we can start to see how that goes and monitor that.
I don't have any reports.
I've been trying to meet with Sue, but my night schedule and her Australian schedule doesn't really, don't find much time to overlap. We do have a telephone date set for the 18th, and we're going to start hashing out how we're going to approach landscapers to offer services to residents with sustainability in mind.
Great.
And I don't think I've done anything, but.
Well, it was the holidays.
Yeah, kind of a blur.
Yeah. Okay, so great. Let's move on to number five, sustainability goals. Work plan. Our presentation to the Village Board of Trustees is on the agenda for their January 22nd meeting. And I had sent an email out to the commissioners. I hope I copied you, John.
I think you did.
Asking the commissioners to try to plan to attend. And, you know, if you can't, you can't.
I can't, yeah.
Yeah, but the thought being that each commissioner who's in, you know, the lead on each topic will actually stand up and present their topic. And so if you can make it, great. If you can't, it's...
I can't. Yeah. I'm scheduled to work. Yeah. And I don't know, Sue probably won't be home. Is that... from Australia? I don't know when she's coming
home.
She
won't be, but we'll take it. We'll talk to you beforehand.
And we'll figure it out. Okay.
Yeah. Whoa, that was me. Sorry. So I'm planning on being there. I land at 4. Mm-hmm. Like, so if everything goes well, no problem, I'll be there. But I should have a backup just in case my flights are delayed.
So I can be there. I'll put it on my calendar.
Great.
I don't remember seeing the message, but...
Okay, and you are the lead on the communication and website, so that's great. And then we can sort of split up where we need to cover other areas. And Julie's done some additional work. She sent the draft goals to... Should I just let you talk about it?
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, Julie sent our draft goals to Eric Palm to review, who had some very helpful input. And... I think what Julie's done is revised her section according to that input and is going to share her revisions with all of us so that we can consider making those same revisions for each of our sections as well.
Yeah, Eric's input was very helpful because I maybe emphasized too much like the strategies and like my to-do items instead of just saying what's overreaching goal. So I think I'd sent the goals to everybody that I had formatted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm just going to pass this out.
And it'll just...
Julie, do you know when you sent those?
I don't recall getting it, but
jeez. I sent it before, like December 22nd. Hmm. Okay.
I think I remember. I remember thinking.
In the drawer.
Yeah, I got it out before.
It was on 12/21.
Okay, yeah, I knew it was before school break because I was in a rush to get those out. So, and not a problem if you haven't looked at them. So here's what we're thinking of doing is I took all the goals that we've talked about and came up in our when we discussed them individually at the meetings, and I put them in like the same format in this document that I sent on 12/21. And said, you know, let me know if you have any updates. So, and then I had just sent a draft of it to Eric and to John and said, any feedback? And Eric basically was, you know, some of this could be condensed. I also kind of want to have an idea of what maybe things might cost, which I had forgotten about, you know, because then the next step would kind of be to come up with a budget from our goals, you know, if things are going to. So I just kind of threw some numbers. So what I did is what I just passed out to you. I just did this today based on Eric's feedback. And I just put two goals, you know, just very clear goals and then the strategies with that. And I thought that maybe what each of us should do if we're going to be presenting these or somebody else is going to be presenting these for us on January 22nd is to have the you know, trustees in mind and like what is the one thing, your top line that you want to get done this year. And, you know, you could put like, and then tier two could be something that you, you know, secondary. But instead, but what happened is like the waste I had, like I said, I just had all these like little to-do things that I'm going to do, but they really fall under increasing diversion. Okay, so that's the bottom line. And what's the biggest thing we can do to increase diversion, to increase it up to 40% from 31% is to increase our curbside compost subscribers. So that would be our number one goal because that'll have the biggest impact. And then after that, it's letting people know where else they can take things that they would normally maybe throw things away, but where they could take them, that would be the recycling extravaganza, so promoting that. And then, you know, promoting the electronics, and then just educating. And then tier two goal would be educating village residents on recycling and what to do with items instead of just putting them in landfill. So that shifts us toward, that all focuses towards that goal. Does that kind of make sense? So then, like, Eric, you know, under energy, you know, we could probably, you know, minimize overall energy consumption by 2%, you know. We can probably condense some of these goals into one or two. And if there's any, you know, flyers that have to be produced or anything.
So should I take a shot at that? Like, should we use your format and all kind of
adapt
ours accordingly?
Yeah. Okay. And if you don't, I will. So, you know, I can talk to you, Beth, about communications.
Okay.
I mean, it's really trying to be a little bit, I think, more reasonable on what we can get done in 2018 and giving the village board it's almost like having a soundbite so they could repeat this back to
people.
It's
an executive summary. It's like,
keep it simple. Right. Concise. I think I was getting too much into the detail. And so that the board could talk to anybody on the street and say, yeah, we're one of the goals is to increase diversion rates to 40%. Mm-hmm. Boom. Instead, oh yeah, Julie's working on recycling extravaganza. She's going to do this. You know, instead of it, she wants to have a team core of, you know, volunteers. It just, it was too muddled, I think. That's the sense I get. Do you get that sense, Katie? Is my interpretation correct? Or John, I don't know if you talked to Eric at all.
Yeah, I think that's correct. And I think Eric kind of summed it up like an executive summary bullet points. And then you have all your background info, you know, in the background for you to work on, but
they don't need to know that.
Right.
Yeah.
You're going to increase the diversion rate, but how you're going to do it, you have all those details, but it's not something that's going to really stick in their head. They're going to think of what's the goal, what's the main goal, not how are you necessarily going to get there.
Right.
All the every little detail.
So. Yeah, I think I submitted a plan, not a executive summary. So, yeah, and so and I, you know, we all submitted a plan, and then I condensed it down, and I thought, oh, it's there, but we need to take one more stab at it and condense it into an executive summary. So, and then that's what we'll present. But, you know, I'll have background information when I talk about waste and why I think that increasing compost is the best way to get there. I can, you know, talk about numbers and stuff when I'm presenting it. So, that makes sense. So education, Beth?
Yeah, I would definitely like to talk with you about the education piece, because I think I said before that I thought there was too much on there
right.
for 1 year.
Right.
So how we hone that. And I'm sorry if my email is disorganized, but can you somehow, I don't feel like I have one sheet of paper that shows all the goals together or whatever ended up as the.
You know, I'm just going to give you mine right now. So you can have it, and I'll send it to you.
Okay. And but then we can
that's
work.
That's all the goals that I put together from all the meetings, and now that has to be shortened into more of a condensed version. I don't know if the goals that Katie sent you, they're not on that sheet, Beth, for the education. That
okay.
So you and I will talk.
Okay. Sounds good.
And I can help you put that together. And then, you know, I can just talk to everybody individually. Because then the board packet will need to be together a week from Thursday, so.
Yeah, the education one is a little tricky, but it would be nice to pick something that is more concrete. All the other ones, you know, have like a concrete soundbite to say, do this or do that, and I don't know. I have to
right.
think about that one.
Yeah, because education is tricky because it's part of everything. You know, it's part of each thing we do, but it's
also it's a process rather than a project.
Yeah.
Yes, so but I think I mentioned before that if you wanted to say you had a concrete goal, say to increase awareness or understanding of X, you know, the existence of the Sustainability Commission or composting or whatever metric or specific thing that you want to educate people about, in theory you could, but you would need to do a baseline survey of awareness in the village of sustainability issues and then undertake initiatives and try to measure it again. And I don't know if we're ready for something that formal, but
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So can we back into the dates again? So board yeah. packet gets put together on the 18th.
On the 18th?
Yeah.
So this has to be done on the 18th, which means it needs to get to
me
you,
by
Julie.
Monday.
Monday. Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
That's
what
this coming about. Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the 15th.
Monday the 15th.
Thank you.
We will celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday by getting you our condensed goals.
Yep, in Colorado. Yep.
No better place.
Yeah.
And something else to think about when we're revising our goals is if there's going to be a cost involved
yeah.
in the various projects, like I'm looking at green block parties, we should add an estimated budget that's needed for that. I think that will help the trustees.
Yeah. And Sue, I think, did give us a number. I can send her an email and work on the green block. Well, Mary Susan's doing the green block party.
She is too, yeah.
So, yeah.
Sue, we can, Sue is available via email.
Yeah, so we can always estimate that. And I know you already have some numbers for the plantings, but those numbers even look better because we delayed it. Right?
Yes.
Now it's going to be public works work. And so, yeah. And then we'll kind of fine-tune those. The estimates that I threw in here were just very general. They're not based on,
mm-hmm.
they're just based on past experience. Mm-hmm.
But I think it makes it more realistic because it's hard to see, for a trustee to see, you know, present a solar education event and understand how that's going to happen. You know, does that take staff and administration time? Does that take money in the terms of postcards being mailed out to residents?
Permits.
Permits, what have you. So the more specific we can be about that will help our audience understand.
Yeah, and I guess that's another, I don't know if that's something we want to take into consideration if anything takes staff time. None of the things, other than just kind of the basic staff time that you provide, John, I mean, not that it's basic or minimal, but that, you know, none of this requires, it's, I mean, we're planning it.
Right.
Extravaganza.
Right.
There's no staff involvement other than posting it, communications, Jonathan's, you know, time and putting it on the website.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess if there's anything that requires more than that, we should also make a note, don't you think?
Yeah, you know, for example, the sorted out waste stations, the staff really, you know, they hand them out, they take them back, they get people to sign the, come in and sign the form, they field questions. If they're not returned, they have to chase people down.
Right.
That might be the most staff intensive piece.
And but the landscaping thing.
Yeah, but I've said I would act as a crew leader. So I could maybe figure out how much time are with you.
Okay.
How many man hours it would take to install. I don't think too long.
Or maybe I should back up and say maybe before we put it on a goal, make sure that there is the time from staff before we put it as a goal. You know, that's another thing. You've already talked to John, so that's okay. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to think of any if there's anything else that would be something just came to mind, and I'm blanking.
IPM.
I wasn't planting. It was
Green block parties takes staff time for sure, but that's already folded into
right.
the.
It's already happening.
Yeah. So that's not happening. That's nothing new.
Yeah.
Sorted out time.
IPM. I don't see anything right now in my right except maybe talking to you about and maybe then Eric about some ideas I have about trying to promote it with landscapers, but I think.
The permitting ordinance, that's what I was thinking of staff time for landscapers. That could possibly
mm-hmm.
be some meetings or staff time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see that as an obstacle personally. But it's just a meeting. Okay.
The which ordinance, though?
The chemical permits for lawn care providers. That's really a meeting to find out what we can and can't do.
Oh, right. Just to...
Is that clear as mud?
That's good.
I just have
just
one.
Say clear as mud.
Just have one other question. I see Mary Susan's name for education as well, which would be wonderful to work with her. But is she in town to work on these before January 15th or?
Mary Susan.
Yeah, she's just not ill.
She should be here. She's sick tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. And actually, should Beth's name be first? Becca, is Beth the lead on that? I can't remember.
I can change that.
We should probably switch. Aren't you the lead?
She is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so that's big.
So we'll have those ready. I will send them to you, or to Eric, I guess. Or do you want to see them first, John? Or?
You can send them to both of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll
just
both look at them.
On Thursday morning or
okay.
Wednesday night.
Okay.
Thanks, Julie. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else on our goals and work plan? Okay. Number six, turf research and white paper project. So Mary Susan had and I had each done some research. She had done much more, and she prepared sort of a draft white paper. But we realized that we really need to know what's going on at the park district. So we went to a park board meeting and asked them, and we were told that, in fact, nothing is happening right now, and that it's not a fait accompli, and that they are willing to work with us. Yeah. So we were pleasantly surprised because we had thought maybe it was further down the pike than it is, and we were pleased that they're willing to work with us. So I guess the next step is that Mary Susan and I reach out to Pete Kuzmich, who is the park board commissioner who's in charge of this topic.
And is work with defined as just keeping you abreast of meetings that are happening and just gathering input? Is that what he meant, like work with? Open conversation,
dialogue. I got into some more detail about concerns about, chemical seepage into the, into water runoff, into the ingredients in infill in artificial turf that are the recipe for which is not being divulged by the manufacturers.
Yeah. So working with is just kind of using us as a resource for information once again.
I get more of a sense that I hesitate to say partner, but I got more of a sense that they have not done much research yet,
okay.
And that they were interested in hearing what research we had,
okay.
And dare I say partnering in that effort.
Okay,
that could be
cool.
A more collaborative term than I should be using, but it felt like that.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So that's the status of the turf. Number 7, the sustainability section on the village website.
Okay. I guess this is me. So I have been delinquent and not sent anything to John yet, but I've been looking at the sustainability section, which actually looks pretty good so far. There's quite a bit on there. And I've been collecting all these things we've been talking about putting on there, and I feel like they fall into a couple categories, and I wanted a little feedback, and then I'll start to send stuff to John. But there are the things that should live there permanently as resources, and that's much of what you just sent today, Julie, like the stuff about waste, because I actually wanted to have some TVs picked up to recycle, and I had to go. I don't think that's on the website yet, and I eventually called Roy Strom myself, and I spoke to somebody there, and she had to go looking as well for how much it cost and what it covered. So I think I asked if they would send me something that maybe, John, you have something, or Julie, you do, that's just waiting to be posted.
Yeah, I can send you something. Yeah, we should put a link to that on the website.
Okay.
That would be helpful.
Yeah. So there's the resources, but then there's other things that I think of them more as news items, and I should have sent the honey thing right away, but I didn't. So, like, the honey bottling, cool event, neat pictures, and then the LED installation at the library, something to celebrate. I feel like those are slightly different, and that if we could figure out a way to have maybe at the top just, what would you call it, like green news, and the most recent thing would go up there, and then maybe you would take it down. I don't know how much space there is to archive things on the website, but sometimes when you have too much stuff, people just don't look, right? So if there's a green news flash and that changes once a month or every time there's a cool little piece of information to share like that, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Would you want to take that off periodically, like as you put a new one, take the old ones off so that it doesn't get too long?
Right. I think that's doable. Mm-hmm. I think you would only want to put a handful of items at the top, just because there's so much information on that website right now.
There really is.
Right. So it's a matter of managing it and getting people to scroll all the way to what they're looking for. We have combined, right now there's a section called Boards and Commissions, and you can go to Sustainability Commission, and today we combined that with the Guides to Sustainability.
Okay, so, I didn't notice that.
So you don't have to jump to another page to get to the Guide section, which is where most of the information is on the website.
But you can also get to the Guide from the Guides
section. Right,
okay.
This just gives you another way to get there.
Well, maybe these little green news flash things, should those go on the Guide page or on the Commission's page? I'm not sure.
I think Guides.
Guides. So at the top, you know, it starts right now with energy efficiency, but I would think maybe just a little category called, you know, green news flash, and, you know, then you would just put the one item there and we'd swap it out from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then there could just be a section for, like, resources, links.
Like, well, that's pretty much what the rest of it is, right? Yeah. I mean, you have all these categories that right now are alphabetical: energy efficiency, lawn and tree care, public engagement, stormwater management, waste reduction and management. And then as you click into those, you just get more and more details, right? That's the resources. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's already set up as a resource page.
Right. I mean, you can think about pictures, you know, you want to add on there or something.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a direct link to it now as well. So it's vrf.us/sustainability.
Oh. Okay.
So that can be shared. That was just created today as well.
Wow.
So.
Can you repeat that?
It's vrf.us/sustainability. And that gets you to everything sustainability website.
Yeah. It redirects it to the sustainability section.
That's great.
Neat.
Yep.
So I have a question about the green news newsflash.
Yeah.
It could be used, like you said, to report on something recent that happened, like the bottling of the honey or the library, you know, changing over the LED mm-hmm. lights. But it could also be advising of something that's coming up, like a presentation about climate change at the library.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree? Or
it could, although that becomes, you know, more like a calendar of
right.
events type thing.
So I guess I'm just, I'm not suggesting it one way or another, but I am saying I want to make sure that we have a place to publicize upcoming things.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if the green news flash is the right place or if we need to find another spot.
Hmm.
Or does the village, are they going to have any type of master calendar? I don't remember where that
conversation
went.
It is on, it's on the website.
Yeah, it's actually on the main navigation.
That is.
Right, I think it's in the top right or something
yeah.
where
yeah.
you click on calendar.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, I did see that.
That's but true. Right now, that's okay. mostly just meeting dates. It's not
right.
Events.
Right. I'm just going to go there and go, oh, there's something that, you know, yeah.
Yeah, that's not really a great way to publicize.
Yeah, I mean, if people are looking for things specific to sustainability, that may not be the first place they go to.
Yeah. Oh, gee, I don't have anything to do tonight. Let me see what's on the college calendar.
So, you know, there's also a news section. And so I feel like we have to try to find a way to – people aren't – the River Forest website is not a place people go often. Right, it's like a resource website. You know, news gets sent out via email. If you need something, River Forest, you go to this. So I just want to be careful that we're not, you know, kidding ourselves that, like, this, you know, people are going to go and want to see the news of the day.
Mm-hmm.
If you put a nice picture up there, it changes monthly. I think it's just pleasing if there's some type of...
Totally agree.
You know, when you open the page, like each time you open the page... Once a month, every other month, there's a new picture, and then you maybe at the top.
I agree.
Is
yeah.
April 21st recycling extravaganza?
Yeah.
You know, and then.
Got to keep it simple.
Yeah, keep it. Yeah.
And doesn't Kathy sends out a newsletter via email already? Correct.
Right, yeah.
The village
yeah.
newsletter,
yeah,
and so we should be.
We're represented on that. Right?
Yeah, and right. I think that would be. I mean, that's how I found out about this commission, as I was reading that newsletter. So I think that
it works.
Maybe a way for us to reach people that are like-minded, you know, that are interested in
right.
the village and things like that.
So that makes sense to me. It's like, let's utilize the communication mechanisms
in
that
place.
Already exist. Yeah, including, by the way, the, you know, River Forest has a Twitter handle and... I don't know if there's probably a Facebook page. I don't know.
Yeah, there is.
I don't, how do you post on that? You have to send it to Jonathan?
I would ask him, yes.
Yeah.
Because I think I sent, like, some photos to him, but then
Yeah, you know, and he's got to obviously ask his bosses to make sure everything is.
But that's going to be a better mechanism to communicate things than the website.
Well, those newsflash type things actually, yes, they rightly belong on something more like that. So I don't quite know what the procedures
maybe
are here. I mean, if we just send newsworthy content to you, are you able to sort of then determine this goes on the website or let me ask so-and-so to put it on the Facebook or this seems like something Kathy might want to highlight in her e-newsletter?
Yeah, I mean, I would just ask Eric if it's appropriate to put on, you know, Facebook or an e-newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
And he may say, well, you know, we're sending that out in a month. Why not just put it on the sustainability part of the page? I don't know. That's a scenario I can think of. And it's not bad to be duplicative. You know, have it on the sustainability page, have it on an e-news, wherever people come across it. It's the same news. It's not going to take up a lot of room, usually if it's just a blurb explaining an upcoming event. So.
I'll just send the content to you, and then you can help us put it in whichever venues are appropriate, and that would be great. Mm-hmm. And the calendar thing, though, I'm not sure, either a separate calendar widget on the sustainability page or, you know, I guess this is a question for the village and the whether you would add, you know, it says upcoming events, but they're mostly meetings. So when it's time for the recycling extravaganza, is it appropriate for just to go into there, or it should be a separate sustainability calendar?
So Beth, to add to that, so when you click, like, in calendar, there's actually sub-calendars under it.
There are?
Okay. So you can filter. You have all events, and then you have DRB.
Oh, I see. I happen to be on the board and commission one. I
just noticed this, and I've been on this calendar for 10 minutes.
Okay. Well, there you go.
So that could be a question, John, maybe for whoever's in charge of this, that, you know, can we have our own tab under there?
There is.
Our own filter.
There is one for Sustainability Commission.
Under... are you under calendar?
Uh-huh.
We've solved this problem. Yes, that's right.
But all events.
You scroll
board.
Down; it's alphabetical. Mm-hmm. And
I didn't see there was a scroll. You're right. We already have something.
Right.
But again, if you click on each of these drop downs, though, they are basically meeting schedules.
Yeah. But
they are meeting schedules. But that's a good point. I'll check with the higher ups to see what we can include. I think there should be some flexibility.
I would assume they wouldn't have built it this way if they didn't want.
Another thing.
But then getting to it is another thing, you know.
That's my thought.
Mm-hmm. Well, another thing, it could just, we're not going to have that many events that, you know, again, on the sustainability page, new picture and then announcements, boom, you know.
Right.
Two things maybe would be going on, you know, that we're directly involved in that we should be promoting in that little tagline. And if I think we just did that once a month, that'd be a really step forward. So,
well, one way I think I would use it is if I wanted to drive traffic and residents to an event such as a talk on climate change, I would probably be sending an email out to a listserv that I, you know, a list of residents I know who might be interested, and I'd love to include a live link to all of the information so I don't have to put it all in my email, and people can go to that link and see more information, and then they won't be coming back to me for the details. So part of it is a home for it.
Sure.
And part of it is publicity.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
But it has to have enough detail about it somewhere there so that we can put a hyperlink into, you know, a publicity email or what have you, and not have to write the whole thing out again ourselves.
Yeah, I think we'll have the ability to do that.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay. That's great. Anything else, Beth?
I think we'll just get started and see how it goes.
Yeah, it's a moving target for sure. Number eight, Green Block Party wrap-up, we are going to jump over and save that for the next meeting where Sue Crothers is going to be here, because that's really her project, so she should be doing that. So going on to number nine, River Forest chemical permits for lawn care providers. We discussed this at our last meeting. Have we gotten any further, or is this left in Sue's lap as well?
I don't think I haven't discussed it with her formally, really. So okay. I think that'll come up on the 18th when
on your
we
call.
Sit down. Yeah.
Okay. So let's. Does anyone have anything else to say or remember about that?
It's been a while since we talked about it.
Yeah. I think you were just going to kind of come up with an idea, and then you were going to meet with John. I mean, you were just going to say a list of questions, right, to say what's doable and how you might get it on the website, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Was, yeah.
Right, because we were going to have a list of lawn care providers who...
We would like to develop a list and have them... My thought is to approach them with a number of these items and paint it in a favorable light, that you have to make it so they're going to make money, or they're not going to do it. So they're small business, they're struggling. And that was my thought, is how we could advertise it, how we could have them buy into it as an additional service. It won't cost them anything up front if we kind of help them maneuver the waters. And Sue and I have to sit down and really hammer out, and then we'd like to talk to you, John, about what we can and cannot do when we talk to them, to the landscapers.
Okay.
This is, in my mind, I'm thinking of two different things. One is promoting those landscapers mm-hmm. who have eco-friendly practices, and then the
promoting
other,
them, but then also talking to other landscapers that don't have the programs
okay.
in place and trying to sell it.
Encourage them, too.
So okay. that's going to be a big part of what I'll be doing. I know many of these people, so I'm going to be setting up appointments to sit down and talk to them.
Great.
And one-on-one, rather than asking them to come to us or attend a meeting, I'll come to them with all of the information. I will go to them.
Then the second part is, hadn't we also discussed having some indication for residents, those lawn care providers who have received a state certification to apply chemicals?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's another issue, but we haven't talked about, Sue and I haven't talked about
okay.
how to, our thoughts on it and formulated a plan or discussion.
Okay. Well, we'll just keep this one on, too. Okay. 10, I sort of forgot that I'd put this on here, but I'll speak about it. Chicago Climate Charter breakfast about a month or so ago, State of Illinois climatologist Jim Angel gave a very impressive presentation about what the climate change means to Illinois and to Chicago in particular, and he just explained it beautifully and he had a nice slide presentation, and I thought that residents of River Forest might be interested in hearing this, especially since River Forest just signed on to the charter. So I talked with Kathy about the Ducci whether the Board of Trustees would be interested in having him come to speak to them, or if it would be better to have him come at an open forum, like at the library or, you know, Dominican or, you know, Roosevelt Middle School or something, depending on the number of people who might be interested. And she thought it'd be a great idea to have him come and speak to the residents in general. So the thought is that we would extend an invitation to him sometime in the first quarter of the year to come speak, and we'll talk with the library, Sue Quinn, and see if we what her capacity is there, and go from there.
That's great.
Great.
So climate falls into green space, which is you and Sue. So I'll work with you guys on this.
Okay.
Okay. Or education, which is Beth.
Either way, whatever works. It's climate covers a lot of things.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll work with all of you guys. Beth. Mary. And Sue. Okay. Other business. I have one matter, and you've got two matters. You want to go first?
Sure. Well, January 31st is the event that Green Community Connections is putting on at the 19th Century Club. Jason Barron will be speaking, and Kathy Aducci, Anand will be speaking. And this is Resilient Communities. And this is, it's really trying to target people. It's kind of like a, think of it as a climate 101 or sustainability 101. Like what, you know, what can you do? What, you know, you've heard all this stuff, but how does it affect me? You know, I want to do something. I don't, you know, I hear about plastic bag bans. I hear about this. And it's really to target maybe a neighbor or somebody who maybe wants more information. It's they're really trying to get some new faces there. And we've told the trustees about it. And I think I sent you all an email. We just want to get the word out. It's presented by Green Community Connections. There is an RSVP now on their website. I can resend it out to you guys if you want. And we just really want to promote it. There'll be a lot of good information there. So, and then the second thing is confirmed for March 6th movie film at Roosevelt Middle School for the One Earth Film Festival. And the dates of the One Earth Film Festival, again, are March 2nd through the 11th. So there'll be a lot of information coming on those films soon.
Yeah.
And there'll be one at the One Earth, Good Earth.
Good Earth. Yeah.
Earth, sustainability, green. The Good Earth greenhouse.
Greenhouse.
And then there's also one in Dominican, which is, so there'll be three films shown in.
Same as last year, right?
Yeah, although yeah. Roosevelt didn't have one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are just kind of safe.
Do you need any specific help? Does One Earth Film Festival need any specific help from us, from our commission?
I don't know. I'm kind of the point person at Roosevelt. I think Sue's at the Good Earth. I mean, I don't know. And Dominican does it. I mean, other than just maybe attending or, you know, but I don't think so.
Right. Okay.
And that's March 6th.
It's at Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm. Good Earth and Dominican, all three?
No, they're all different dates.
Oh,
I just know
okay.
the date that I'm doing.
It's like over a week. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Over a week.
Yeah. The film that I'm that we're showing at Roosevelt is called Gateway Bug, and it's about food in production and about eating bugs, basically. Crickets.
Okay.
It's good middle school yeah. material, I think.
Interactive.
Yeah. We're going to fry up some cricket salsa. Yeah. I don't know. So.
Okay. Anything else?
Can't follow that, huh?
Yeah, no. Crickets. I'm
sorry.
Dead silence. Crickets.
Just, my head is just not focused tonight.
I'd forgotten about the January 31st sustainability.
Resilient Communities Forum.
Yeah. Resilient Communities Forum.
Can you send that out again? Because I think I could send it out to my neighbors, and I think we could get some new
and
people.
And that's exactly what I was going to say. I took what Sue sent out, and I copied it completely and just put in, like, my name and sent it out to my list. So.
Yeah. It looks
well, did I call
cool.
you Sue? Yeah. So, no, I just completely copied what she sent out. And
I was
and so then the other new business I have is that I was supposed to check with Tom Cargi, our trustee liaison, about the status of chickens. And I did, in fact, do that last night. nothing like the night before the meeting. And he got back to me quickly and said that if we, you know, would like to look into it, we are welcome to, but there is no pressing urge to right now from the Board of Trustees. So I'll throw it out there that I think that that can wait until there's, you know, a ripe issue, until there's a, you know, something that is about to hatch.
Oh, that was two in a row there. That was solid.
Did,
that definitely puts you up in the pecking order.
What do others think?
I think that makes complete sense considering how everything else that's on the commission's plate.
I agree. Okay. We have a lot going on this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's easy. There's no one's asking us to do it. Why would we do it? Yeah.
Okay. So we'll leave that one in the hen house.
Cross that road later.
Yeah, I'm throwing one.
Okay. Any other new business? Oh, for the love of God.
Oh, did we forget
that? We forgot to do this.
Well, somebody will have to listen to the recording then.
I'm doing it.
Minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Okay. It was my
for
turn.
You.
Okay.
I think I sent someone an email, didn't I?
No, I think I remember.
Yeah. No, I'm
that
doing
your
it.
Turn.
Excellent.
I like how this is working, John. Answers and
well.
I know. It's very organic.
Oh,
I know. We'll see how they turn out. Wait and see. I did read your email before taking
minutes.
Notes.
Yeah. Okay, good. Excellent. Well, you were so subtle. I hadn't noticed.
We'll so see. Does this go around the table, or when
it
is
does.
It my turn?
Well, it...
Is it going that
it
way?
Might
or
be, no, it's going this way because Eric did okay. It last, right? So it hopped over the...
We were going this way.
We were.
I couldn't attend the last meeting, so Eric took
Oh,
mine.
So you and I switched, so really it's still going this way.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it would be Mary Susan next time.
Yes.
Okay.
You have a reprieve, too.
Okay. Anything else? We are going to adjourn less than an hour before we started. That's amazing.